Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Earthquakes are not generally felt in Barbados, but on Christmas Eve, Tuesday, December 24, 1816, the newspaper reported what persons living in the island felt the day before, Sunday, December 23rd. The report in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette stated that the island had in the last 3 to 4 months experienced 3 shocks. None of these, however, could have been compared with the shock around midnight on Sunday, 23rd. The paper described the event as terrific convulsions of the earth, from which its violence and the length of time the Aldal nation continued, threatened us with nothing less than total annihilation. No lives were lost, but buildings on Broad Street were badly damaged with chasms in the walls. Such wide cracks could not be repaired, forcing the demolition of several buildings. Furthermore, a small wooden house near Oystins, according to the report, was thrown down as a shake was felt in the rural districts. Those on board vessels anchored on Carlisle Bay also felt the shock, with one brig which rolled in such a manner that her gunwale was nearly upon a line with a large boat which was lying alongside. This violent quake was first reported in the newspaper this day, December 24, 1816.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.